This
is URN.
A load of protesters have shown up to a pub in East Dulwich in South London to rally against a non-existent drag event. They had organised, this was today, Turning Point UK, which is a sort of political organisation on the right side of the political compass, had organised a demonstration at the Great Exhibition Pub in East Dulwich for 11 a.m. today. A counter-protest was also organised by Stand Up to Racism South London, and their kind of group met at 10 today. But it turns out that the drag event that they were protesting against was not happening at all. It was organised in response to an out-of-date event listing on the pub's website. A spokesperson for kind of the company that runs it said that the venue's website was still showing the event as running monthly because the listings had not been updated. And around 200 people were seen outside the pub. So this was a case of kind of mistaken event that really prompted quite a response. We've seen a lot of this recently, these kind of anti-drag protests that have been springing up everywhere in response to these sort of drag queen story time type events. I just wondered kind of what your guys' opinions were, either on the event itself or in the protests against it, whether you'd seen this happening.
I mean, we were discussing this story in the office earlier with Gareth. whilst I can't repeat necessarily everything he said, he did make a couple of good points. To some extent, storytelling by people in drag, is prevalent anyways in the UK. He made the point of, pantomimes have very famously, they typically get a big name in to play a dame sort of archetype character, where it is a man dressed in presenting in women's clothing, a story to children, probably even younger than what was going to be this event might have been aimed for. And I think that's a very good point. There's no one has really an issue with pantomimes conceptually. Obviously, people can not like pantomimes, and that's absolutely fine. I was a bit upset no one went, oh no, they can't.
We'll edit it out, redo it.
Yeah. But it's certainly a good case, and we see certainly nowadays it's a bit more of a topic that is listed in the article, is that traditional Shakespearean acting, to name a cornerstone of sort of what is very British iconography, sort of the sort of very proud British heritage that I feel like a lot of the people attending the protest might want to possibly promote and preserve. Traditional Shakespearean women weren't allowed to act, which is more so the issue there. It's definitely a bit more of an issue than say pantomimes, but traditional Shakespeare, no women, it's only men. And those are stories that have been told since the 1500s, late 1500s.
I think with Shakespeare as well, a lot of his plots kind of rely on people being in drag, within the plot. Like, that's the bit in Twelfth Night, I think, and in a few other ones, where people are cross-dressing, and that's kind of, that provides a lot of the quote-unquote kind of comedy of the plot. So I think you're absolutely right to point out that drag has been something that has existed for a very, very long time. And I think the pantomime point is particularly appropriate because that is just exactly the same thing, essentially,
as these
drag story times. Thank you, Gareth. He's right. And it is something I think as well that I don't know. I think it kind of shows up how disingenuous often the arguments against these drag story time events can be, because people have never had a problem with what is, as you say, essentially the exact same event, for many, 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 many years. And it is only now when there's been a kind of culture war festering for a long time about drag, and then kind of also linked to that about transgender people and their presence in society and the spaces they're allowed access to. And I think it's just really telling that people only care about this now, when essentially the same thing has been going on for years.
Yeah, so like the original organisation who hosted the Drag Story Time event at that venue back in July 2022, they added to their comment on these protests that they originally had to stop running these events due to safeguarding concerns, which is quite concerning, especially when these events are for children. And then you then have a protest group who organised speakers, including Lawrence Fox and Calvin Robinson, to come and speak at these events, against these events. And it's very concerning the fact people are willing to have these protests at an event where they believe children would be in the first place. And yes, we do have the right to protest, but in the history of protests more recently, a lot of them do turn violent when two sides that have very opposing views are shouting at each other and building up anger, building up resentment. And to think that this was organised under the belief that there was going to be children there just really sickens me.
I mean, not necessarily just violence, but obviously, you know, you've got a lot of verbal stuff, you've got a lot of visual stuff. It doesn't, you know, protests tend to be, you know, quite... We couldn't say on air some of the things that would be said at these sort of protests.
Yeah, it's very intense atmosphere that I think particularly vulnerable people, vulnerable young people, shouldn't be subjected to unless they actively chose to go there.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I think a lot of the the issues people like the invited speakers and like Turning Point UK take against these kind of events is they infer a sort of a sexualized view of what's going on when that isn't necessarily the case at all. And you know, you have to hope people are not putting on events for children where that is the centre of what's going on. And yet they come to these events and they say all of these things, and often, like you say, like quite explicit, quite sexual readings of what's going on. And they think that's an appropriate attitude and kind of opinion and content to be bringing to an event where they know there are going to be under 5 year olds in this case. And I think it's just people have got so caught up in their fear, essentially, of drag artists. And to be honest, you know, this is linked to, like I said, to a fear of trans people in certain spaces, that people have made it into something it isn't, and they are bringing these kind of ideas into what are meant to be and have been for a very long time child safe, child friendly spaces. And when you look at kind of the language that's being used, this is all things that were said about, you know, and have been said about LGBT people since the dawn of time. But this is the sort of thing that was the case in the 70s and 80s, you know, using LGBT people's attitudes towards children and weaponizing that and calling them predators and all of this, and using that as a stick to beat them with and a way of making the public afraid of them, when that's just not what's happening. It's disappointing that we seem to have got past that as a society when it comes to, you know, same-sex relationships, but we seem to have brought it back when it comes to gender identity, which is really frustrating.
Yeah, I have to agree there. It's interesting the kind of how intense and kind of angry the debates around this, about gender identity, about sexuality, has become nowadays, just because it's freedom of choice for the way people want to live. It's also freedom to express themselves. So actively opposing them in public spaces, actively going to events that did not actually happen is ridiculous at the end of the day. And it just goes to show how much more our society needs to improve, how much more needs to be done to become more inclusive and safe, and to also question the ideologies that still many people in our country have, particularly when their own hatred for another's political stance or gender identity or sexuality makes them feel it's okay to go to a child-safe environment and protest like they have. Mm. And what makes me very curious is, what if the roles had been reversed? So I'm pretty sure a bunch of under 5-year-olds would not be very interested in going to story time with a political figure such as Calvin Johnson, was it?
Robinson.
Robertson. Pretty sure a 5-year-old would not be interested in that, full stop. Whereas seeing someone in drag, someone expressing themselves fully, enjoying themselves, being very colourful in general, is a lot more attention grabbing. Like, I know when I was 5, I would have been much more interested in that. I wouldn't, as a 5-year-old, been sat there thinking, ooh, what's your sexuality? Ooh, am I in danger with you? Because that's not what it's about. It's about kind of creating these inclusive safe places whilst at the same time enabling children to just exist and have fun. And yeah, this really frustrates me, this entire article. This protest in general just frustrates me. But I'm glad at least that they had opposition as well. It wasn't like it was Turning Point UK by themselves. Although that would have been quite funny. I kind of wish that didn't happen.
By themselves. That doesn't exist.
Yeah, I feel like maybe that would have been the better option because it would have shown even more how ridiculous it was. But it is very kind of reassuring to see a bunch of the community come together to oppose these people and highlight that they're wrong. And I think that's really important.
Absolutely.
Do we have any final words before we come to a close today?
Let children have fun. Mm-hmm. Let people express themselves, live their life as they want to. Drag queens and trans people are not coming for your children. No. They're just living their lives. And I actually think we should set up more decoy events to send all these Turning Point UK people to so they can protest things that don't exist.
On campus.
And online.
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 This
is
URN.